Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right, welcome to the Undressing Room podcast brought to you by Macy's.
Sorry.
Okay, just making sure you're
ready. I was looking at a text from this dude.
Uh-huh. This is why you're not supposed to be on the phone. All right, now we're going to beep. Let's start over. And we should still add that in to show that Claudia is not paying damn attention.
No.
Now, once again, Claudia.
I am paying attention. I'm paying attention to what could be my future.
Oh, now she got a future. Just last episode.
I'm trying to have a future. Can I live? You over here, my man. Can I live? Can I get some, too?
Listen,
can I go buy some boxes at Macy's for mine?
You know how many my man, I had to wait for me to be able to say my man?
Ma'am, you're young. I'm 20 years older than you, and I have 20 years more of tragic stories.
Claudia would be like, my man. I'd be like, please don't call him that. Like, well, you know good as damn well.
I dated some thoughts.
I'd be trying to write off any man that I've met so far. No, you had like a one or two.
The one thought. The Philly thought.
Lord, I can't even. Anyway, welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Claudia Jordan. That's
yes, she is.
On these streets.
Now, you may have seen her on your favorite. No, I'm joking.
I mean, maybe.
May have seen her on your favorite blog. Me as well. But today we're here together. And we're laughing, so that's all that matters. We're smiling still.
I'm delirious more so than laughing.
Nah, because you've really been out here working. You're working on a movie right now. You have your shows going on. How are you doing all of this, like, and staying alive?
Caffeine pills and Red Bull.
They sell that at Macy's?
No, but they should. they do sell teapots. I do drink a lot of tea to keep myself up. Listen, you got to get it, and I'm inspired to be out there and be an example to other girls that want to go get it in this business. And you out here doing it. I mean, we met years ago, and the stuff you've done in a short amount of time, I'm not mad at it. That's why you got so many people mad at you.
You
got here too quick.
I mean, and you know what? And meeting you, I always was inspired, because one thing about Claudia. Claudia, stay with a job, child. You stay with a job, booked and busy all the time.
You know why?
Why is that?
I'm way too lazy to be a. I have no choice.
All right, Claudia.
Say it. I don't want to go down that route. And I can't dance.
All right. Well, speaking of, can you escape your past?
Oh wow.
Some people
apparently not.
Some people can't. Now, if you have a history of being out in these streets, does that reputation follow you forever? Or do you feel like that's something you can escape? Because Drea said it best. Her hotness was deleted after a few years, right? And I'm gonna have to agree with her. I feel like she did change her life around. So I think it may be possible. So we're gonna talk about that. Also, is there any such thing as a traditional woman, a traditional wife anymore? Like, is that a thing? Is there worth being traditional? Is that what guys really want? Do we care what they want?
I mean, are there traditional dudes out here? Because, like, I don't see a lot of them that want to work anymore. They try to be taken care of and be like sugar babies.
I've definitely heard a lot of guys want to flip the script and saying they were comfortable with just being at home and having the women take care of things.
I done bought dudes rims and all that, and they accepted it. I'm like, what are we doing here?
But the funny part was when you tried to take it back. Now, all I could think about is you rolling down the street with rims, like, you chasing it. Like, how was you doing it?
It's 5 racks.
Okay. All right. Also, we're going to be joined
by Miss Lawrence. Miss Lawrence will be joining us and get us together. Definitely giving us some tips that we can go ahead and take to Macy's and get the best hot looks, everything that's trending in the world of fashion. Miss Lawrence is on top of it.
That's
and
right.
And also, you know, again, go right to Macy's after you hear the segment and go get your shop on. Also, it goes down in L'Oreal's DMs. L'Oreal has amazing DMs. She has a wide variety of admirers and haters, and I love to just get up in her business.
But I don't like to do it alone all the time, and now that I know I have my single friend here, it's almost like I'm passing the baton because, you know, my dude doesn't mind diving into it. He actually thinks it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think after a while, the joke is going to be done.
He's over it. Okay, so I'll take the heat off you. I do have a DM. It's more of a video. He sent a video.
Oh, no. A video?
A video.
Now, I got a song before, but you topped me.
I got a video, and it's not a naked video, but it's still just as offensive.
I cannot wait to see what this video is. And also, we want to shout out Macy's, just in case we didn't do it enough. Own your beauty, own your style with Macy's. And this season may bring new trends, but bring that extra oomph from honey tone sundresses and baby blue platform heels to sparkly peach eyeshadows. Macy's has the pastel pieces that you can effortlessly incorporate into your look. It's easy to do that. Where can they just...
Go to Macy's.com/own your style. Find the perfect way to show off your personality at Macy's.com/own your style.
And you know, I know this sounds a little old school, but you can also go to Macy's.
I actually like going to a store, a brick and mortar store, and like seeing what's there. I actually
like it. Me too. It's something, I'm not going to lie, it's something about being able to touch the fabrics, being able to try things on because things are sized differently.
That's right.
So I do like that, even though you can just simply have DoorDash pull up on you and deliver your Macy's products.
But you and I have lost a lot of weight recently, so we had to go into Macy's and try it on new smaller size because we're snatched now.
And I love a little discount, so I don't mind that there be some sales hanging out as well.
Absolutely.
In there. But can you ever escape your past?
Depends on the person.
Ooh, I don't know.
It seems like they're way more forgiving to men than they are to women.
Very much so.
Like, look at the men that we like forgive. Oh, he only punched her one time. Was it really rape?
Yeah.
I think the girl was lying. She was a gold digger. But with a woman, say one thing about the wrong person and you are just condemned. Or just be too out loud and live your life too abundantly, too free, too in your face, and people will hate you.
Don't need anybody right there. People will hate you just for that. Mm-hmm. And Brittany Renner, she's been having quite up and down when it comes to social media. Sometimes people love her. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people hate her. I actually don't mind her. I think she's pretty entertaining.
She's pretty smart.
She is. She's smarter than what people deemed her to be. Mm-hmm. I think just because she had a baby with a player, everybody automatically was like, oh, she's this, she's that. Now, I do understand he was younger than her. Some people felt like she groomed him.
Oh, God.
But, you know, there's plenty of guys with age differences that sleep with women, and people are A-okay with it. So it's really funny and interesting to me how they pick and choose the selective outrage of the whole situation.
Especially with black women. They're very unforgiving with us. And it's like everything is just so offensive and it really rubs people the wrong way when a black woman does things.
Always, always. And they're taking the side of PJ Washington for many years with their situation. And because of that, people have a wrong idea about her. Now, she's been linked to many other people. She dated Lil Uzi before. Didn't she date Colin Kaepernick? Supposedly, she had to fly herself out to go see him, child.
Oh, really? Really? He's too busy kneeling.
he was purchasing dashikis at the time.
Oh, man. No, Colin, come on. I had your back on Twitter, man. You got all that money from Nike, too?
He was picking his afro out, so he couldn't afford to.
Maybe he was testing her.
I guess, was this when he was dating the other woman he was with? Because I'm so confused. Maybe he didn't want her to find out that he was paying for the ticket.
Right, can't have the name on the credit card. Yeah, he should have just cashed after.
Well, she has some interesting things to say about her past.
Like, our son was planned.
Yeah.
I thought that was my guy.
Right.
I guess foolish of me for thinking someone who's only 6 years younger than me. Let's not even get into the age gap, because I just genuinely thought that was my person who understood and saw me for me, because he never judged me. Like, that's how it appeared.
Yeah.
So that obviously was not true. Like I said in the video that everybody likes to reference, and I know exactly what video I'm talking about. 2018, when I was in the car chatting my and I said, if I wanted to come up off a check, I could have a baby by an athlete because they're very dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. So if it was all about the Benjamins, baby.
Yeah.
I could have had several children by now. I had my child when I was 29.
And you waited for someone you loved.
Come on, hello.
Yeah.
But people don't want to hear it.
I mean, but let's be real. She was 29 and you thought a 23-year-old basketball player fresh in the league was going to be serious, settle down, and
Absolutely.
After you said basketball players are the dumbest people on earth.
Some of them are.
I mean, but then you had a baby with them. So what does that make you?
Smart. I'm saying, okay, I didn't know it was only 6 years. We're making a big deal over 6 years. I didn't date someone.
23 years old is a young man.
Yeah, they're all both in their 20s. They're in the same decade.
Yeah, but she should have been smart enough to know. Like she said, she thought she was going to get the one up on him.
Get in where you fit in while you're younger and go ahead and get that younger.
I do feel like when people get comfortable in a relationship, just period. It doesn't matter whether you're 23 or whatever. Once you get comfortable, you start being a little lazy in the sex side. So I think that could be at any age. But like as far as her escaping her past, sometimes things that you say like that is harsh. Like, oh, well, you know, I could just chop up one of these dumbass NBA players and now you sitting there looking dumb.
Right.
And what I mean by looking dumb is.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
He took her to court. He made sure he's giving her a bare minimum. I think it does have to do with your past remarks. Mm-hmm. And you thinking that you could have one up on him. I think, if anything, that haunted you worse than the guys that you slept with was the things that you said. Mm-hmm. And the things that you said, you were referencing him. Let's be honest.
She was.
And it came back and it bit you in the ass.
But is 29, is that still young enough where you can be okay with making a mistake and then, you know, clean it up later on?
I made a mistake yesterday.
Did you really? Tell us about it, L'Oreal.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, you know, what age do you stop making mistakes? You're a human.
But that's what I'm saying. I just feel like I get sick and tired of the selective outrage when it's certain people. We will make so many excuses. Look how long people made excuses for R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Look how long. There's people to this day that will still make excuses for him. But certain women, when they do something, it's like burn them at the stake and they are not worthy of happiness for the rest of their lives.
I don't think that should be the case. And I understand why you say that about her, because it did seem like they put the mob mentality behind her. I think the issue is when you're going and you're talking to the players and you're playing into the role that they put you in.
She did.
And you're still doing it, though. You went with Coach, with Deion Sanders, mm-hmm. and you went and talked to them, and you're still giving the same narrative of these girls, da-da-da-da, like you're speaking on the behalf of them.
Right.
You have to, you can't live in your past and want people to forgive you for your past.
That's true.
So she is intelligently speaking. She's well-spoken, just period, mm-hmm. and I don't think that's what people were expecting from her. Mm-hmm. But just because you're well-spoken doesn't mean that the things that you're still speaking on aren't within your past and what you've been saying.
Corinne Steffens was very well-spoken. Extremely well-spoken and extremely smart.
She wrote books, right? For real, no ghostwriter.
No, I read her book in 4 hours.
I read her book pretty quickly, too. I don't know how many hours, but it was pretty quickly.
I was like, I know these dudes you're talking about.
But this is what I'm saying. But she's always going to be super hot because that's what she... Even when she changed her name, back to her real name, Corinne Steffens. Mm-hmm. We still refer to her as Superhead because you're still doing Superhead stuff.
Again, so the question is, can you escape your past? It depends on the person, because we are we pick and choose who we're going to forgive.
What past? Is giving you're still doing
well,
this.
Well, for her, okay. But I just mean like in a general...
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Certain people, like move on. And then other people, if you like the person, you'll say move on. If you don't like them, you want to burn them at the stake for what they said 25 years ago.
Oh, yeah. People bring it back. Mm-hmm. People always bring your stuff back, but what are you going to do with that? Like, move forward. Like, me, I don't... You're not going to judge me by anything. Mm-hmm. That's just how I look at it. And if you try, like, they then brought my past, they think they brought my past up. I brought up myself. And that's the thing, like, you only know a piece of it.
Exactly.
So that's the problem when people think they know the past. So they, but
tell
as
the
far
story.
As dating, mm-hmm. how do you feel about that with dating? Because if it's a man that has a messy, nasty past where it's like he's dated some women that maybe you don't like or get along with, and now he's actually trying to settle down and change, do you think that's possible?
I think we should allow people the grace to change at any age. For most things, except that they're like, of course, murderers and sexual, you know, like assaulters and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about domestic violence?
Domestic violence, I don't know about that either. I think that's something that's kind of like a character thing. I think it's kind of in you. I think I don't know if you really change from that and without intensive therapy. And I think a lot of people aren't really willing to do the kind of therapy that they would need to do to get over that.
And that's crazy because, like, I think in a sense, I got to be careful about what I say. But when I was in an abusive relationship, I felt like I became abusive.
You were.
And, like, the person that I talked to after that, I didn't never physically fight him, but I would do stuff like smack stuff off the counter. And in that sense, I was kind of abusive, right? But like, I'm not an abusive person and I didn't take that into my next room. Like, yeah, I did have to realize that it was something that I was changing into and it was a learned behavior, but I had to get rid of it. So I wouldn't say no, because I'm not like that. Like, I've broke windows. It was all from the same person. It was just an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not like I went into another relationship and broke windows, broke TV. I never did nothing like that. If something happened, I leave. You know, so I don't know. I don't think you should all the time judge somebody on their past, man, because I've definitely changed in so many different ways. And I used to be a cheater. Like, I used to be a big cheater. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really care. I didn't look at that until I got hurt real bad.
I think that's a maturity thing, though. I think domestic violence and, like, murderous ways is, like, not really tied into maturity. I think that's just, like, a character flaw. I think cheating and stuff like that, when you're younger, you're selfish. I think you can recover from that. I do.
Yeah, so some people just don't grow up, and that's why they continue to cheat.
A lot of people don't want to grow up, and they don't want to have to be responsible, beholden to anyone. They don't want to have to go by any rules. I think that's immaturity. It's narcissism a little bit. But when you grow up and you mature, you're like, you know what, that ain't really right. I see the light now.
But it does hurt when you decide to ignore somebody's past, and then they show you that they're exactly what their past
is. Oh, yeah, that part.
So that's why it's hard, because you don't want to be judged for your past mistakes, but then it's like, sometimes it repeats itself.
So basically, we can't win. There we go. On that note.
Do you feel like you have anything that's stuck on you?
Of course. I mean, I had people put things on my reputation that were never true, but they made sense. I would take a lot of pictures with people. I'm very sentimental. Mm-hmm. And I would load them up to my MySpace back in the day and then Facebook. And then when a boyfriend would be mad at me, they would use those pictures against me and put a false narrative attached to it. Like, she dated all these men.
They
would crop the people out, and they would say that and if you see the pictures, you might think, well, I seen her in the picture with this one and this one and this one and this one. And it's very easy to control a narrative. I just wish people would realize how easy it is to put a false narrative on someone. And once it's out there, people pile on, and it's like perception becomes reality. Now, nothing I say or do is going to make you think otherwise than this narrative that this man told you to believe about me.
Right.
And to this day, I get called, I'm a homewrecker, I'm a whore. And I'm like, I'm such a relationship, one man woman. I've always been that way. And my friends think it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But strangers that don't know me, that just go by what they see on blogs or read someone else's opinion, they just jump on the bandwagon. And it really bothers me, because I feel like I'm constantly trying to prove myself.
Right. And I feel like we always get the blame for the thing we really didn't do.
Yes.
And we might have did some foul other something.
The guys y'all put me with is way wackier than the ones I really was with. If y'all knew my realest, you'd be like, oh, man, CJ's MVP.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, damn, at least plug me to the ones I plugged to. Like,
y'all plug me with people that, like, look, daddies, grandpas.
Nah, the funniest one was Gary Owens. Didn't they try to say you was his mistress?
Well, the wife knew damn well that wasn't true.
But that was a little funny, because I'm like, there's no way on God's green earth that Claudia and damn Gary, if you knew Claudia for real, you could never see Claudia with no damn Gary Owens.
And he's a good friend of mine. And actually, I thought we would meet.
You don't even like white men.
Well, I dated one once in college.
That was 100 years ago. Oh, sorry, Clay.
Wow. Now I'm 100. Okay, you little bird. Okay.
Right. Damn, I gotta be a bird.
I gotta be old.
All right, man. You touche. You got me back. All right. Now, is there still a such thing as the traditional woman anymore? Since you was around with first woman.
Well, clearly, let me go back to the history books, a.k.a. my journal, my diary.
Let me go back to the 1700s.
Oh, my God.
No, Claudia. Okay. So, traditional woman, what even is that? So, there was a tweet that was out there from a doctor by the name of Jim. She got a hood name, but she white, so I'm a little lost.
They try to make it sound French.
Jabria.
Crochet.
Yeah, that's a little hood.
Let's call the doctor. The doctor.
Okay, the doc. She said, this is so highly triggering that after I'm watching it Once it's done, I began shaking so hard, my front tooth came loose. Now, this is after a video was out there of a lady. She was looking like a Stepford wife. We saw it. Mm-hmm. Like a Stepford wife. We'll include it in the video if you watch it on the YouTube.
It showed her cleaning, baking, cooking in an apron, looking like a homemaker.
Did you say begging?
Baking.
Oh, I like begging better.
Begging?
Like, begging for attention from her husband.
I like banking.
Banking. She wasn't doing that.
She was baking. And can you see that yourself being like that? Like, could you just be in the house with an apron on and the Stepford wife hairstyle.
It gave like the Miss Cleaver and all that.
Catering to him. I have a theory about those women. They seem like they're like really whack and boring. I think they're probably the biggest freaks in the bedroom. Because they have all that repressed, that you can't be like that all day long. Like, hi honey, would you like some cookies and some gingerbread? And all that. Like, I think when they go in the back, they're probably the biggest beasts.
Really? So I think they're like serial killers. Because I think a serial mom, remember that? Was that serial mom? You don't remember serial mom?
I'm sorry, I'm so old, my memory fails me.
I'm never going to live this down.
You won't.
Okay.
Bully.
So basically, in the movie, it was like she was a Stepford wife, but like she had her family and they was all tidy. But if you did something to her family, she went ape and just like killed you.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, how you never... It used to come on HBO all the time.
Okay.
And it was a good, cheesy movie, but she would kill everybody, but nobody expected it to be her because she'll be sitting there with the platter of cookies. And she was like, but everything is lovely. Or she'll be in the garden. So they never expected it was her, but then it'll be blood dripping from her damn hair.
That's kind of sexy, though.
You think so?
In a way, I think people have a side that's not so obvious. I like discovering, maybe not a murderous side, but
that's crazy.
I like discovering another side of person that doesn't seem so obvious.
That's a breaking point though, because like you said, everything can't be perfect and like that all the time. You have to be able to let loose.
Everybody has to have a vice. Like there'll be something. Like what you you gotta be like that, and then what? Are you playing? Are you shooting dice in the alley or something? I need you to have something dirty about you.
What about in the reverse role? So say you had a man that like was cooking, cleaning. Yes, Claudia, whatever you want, Claudia. Mm-hmm. Would that get boring after a while and just like annoying?
No, I think that'd be fun.
I need to argue or something. At
you
least.
Like to argue?
No, but like spice it up.
You're young. You have energy. I'm tired. I have, I get headaches. You know what I mean? I get sleepy. I'm tired. I don't have the energy.
I just, the traditional, so like what's a traditional husband nowadays? What's a traditional wife?
Well, I think roles are definitely reversed now and definitely different. We don't really see a lot of that. A man that likes to take care of the house, like he does, he works and pays all the bills. I don't really see that as much. You see a lot of like women that are out there really getting it, especially in Texas where I live. It seems like we have the highest number of black women in business, like super successful, highly educated. We're outpacing the men now. So now it's like, that's not the same setup as before where the man would take care of the house because the woman couldn't really make the money. Now women out there having their own careers.
Is that uncomfortable? Like when it comes time for certain things, like, okay, it's date night, right? And you're the breadwinner. Do you pay? Does he pay? Do you sometimes pay? Does he sometimes pay? Does that get uncomfortable? Are you tired of paying sometimes?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I think it's okay going back and forth, but I think it always should lean a little bit towards the man, even if he makes less money, just to kind of keep that respect thing going. I know that's maybe an old school way of thinking, but I still feel like that. And if you can't spend the money like I would like you to, then you kind of, your value would come in other things. Like, I mean, you rubbing these feet or nah? Are you massaging my scalp? Can you wash my hair? You know, you gonna help me take out this weave?
Yeah.
And I don't want you to feel like a servant, but you kind of are.
I would never want nobody like that. I need my man to have something going on. I like to be able to brag about my guy, too.
I am very much turned on, though, by a man that other men respect.
Okay.
When a man respects that guy, it's like a turn on to me.
Yes.
I've been in a situation where they haven't and they have. And it's like, it makes it a way different mental connection.
No, I can't. I've never been in a situation where somebody didn't respect my guy because, first of all, the kind of woman I am, I feel like I need a man that other men and people respect.
You'll get out of pocket with that mouth.
Yeah, but I respect him too. So if he's getting disrespected, I'm eventually going to violate the hell out of him because you're that kind of guy. Especially if I see guys violating you, I can't be with no man like that.
Yeah.
My mouth is too crazy. We already know that. And like,
is it? What do you say? Yeah. You don't say.
Well, I meant towards him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The other kind of mouth. No, I'm joking.
We're canceled again. It's been nice.
No, there is something about that. Like you should have, and I don't mean fear. I mean respect.
Respect.
You know what I mean? If you don't have respect or demand respect, you're weak to me.
Right. No,
and therefore, I can't. You can't be my equal or my counterpart.
I guess what people find it difficult is that fine line between being like just, you know, being not scary, but, you know, demanding respect and then being abusive. Like, you can't go all the way to where you're mentally or, you know, psychologically abusive towards your woman. But you should definitely establish boundaries. Like, listen, I don't do this. I don't do that. I think boundaries are what it's all about, you know?
And a traditional woman, what's a traditional wife? It's not the Stepford wife anymore.
Like, it used to be, yeah.
I think it is someone that can work, take care of the family, you know, do different things, be able to be a partner. And of course, like, if your guy is the one that's taking care of everything, that's amazing. But you should have something to bring to the table, too, just in case that man's not there.
And I agree. And men, stop demanding traditional wives if you're not going to be a traditional husband, because they go hand in hand. You want a woman to do cook and clean and be your little, you know, sex partner and do what you want and satisfy you. Then you have to take that burden of finances off of her so she can relax.
Right.
And flourish in that space.
But they'll do that and be like, I want a traditional woman. By the way, I also want a threesome. And you're like, wait a minute.
And I want you to pay half the bills.
Pay half the bills. Give me a threesome. Take care of the kids. No. And we're not going to dinner unless you pay.
And you can't gain a pound. Meanwhile, he got a big old pot belly.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's another
thing with guys. That's a topic for a whole nother day. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to do something you're not keeping yourself up to par with.
Your hairline on the back of your neck.
Okay, and you want me to be tip-top and you over there looking crazy, but we going to...
Okay, George Jefferson.
Speaking of looking crazy, we going to help them out a little bit. Well, Miss Lawrence is.
Miss Lawrence is coming through and going to give us some help with his fashions because we know we need them. And you can also get these pieces that he speaks of at Macy's.
Wedding season is upon us. Oh, my Lord God, please send me my Prince Charming so I can be in the number, okay?
Yes.
Listen, while wedding season is upon us and is approaching, Macy's is definitely a one-stop shop, not just for the bride, but the mother of the bride, the groom, the groomsmen, the bridesmaids, the maid of honor, and of course, the guests. Let's start with our bride first, right? There are incredible brands, Escape, there's Calvin Klein, there's a lot of other designers that cater really good to that Macy's customer when you're looking for that perfect wedding gown. And I think what we're going to see a lot of during this wedding season, people moving away from the traditional wedding gown. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to go a little bit more comfortable. Again, a lot of people, I'm telling you, coming out of that pandemic, people just want to feel peace. They want to feel comfort, but they still want to get their job done and walk in their purpose and their mission, right? I think we're going to see, instead of wedding gowns so much, we may see some jumpsuits, right? Some really fancy, dressy jumpsuits. Some white,
I would say some white,
like silk jumpsuits I've seen. Some more slip type dress gowns, wedding gowns. Now the mothers still come through, right? The mothers are going to still have their hats on. The mothers are going to always be mothers, and we're going to treat them as such. Now, for our guests, let's make this clear. People think because, you're not supposed to wear white, but I wear a really light pastel blue, or I wear a really light pastel pink. Stay away from really light pastel colors going to weddings, like a really light blue or really light pink, because when it photographs, it shows up white or off-white.
Yeah.
So you want to stay away from that. You want to stay away from the colors that may be in the wedding party, right? So Macy's is definitely a good place. Again, like I said, a one-stop shop where you could find an array of wedding fashion.
I would have never even thought of that. So, like, that's a good tip, actually. You know what I mean? Like, that was my first thing. And that makes total sense. And I love that people are getting more comfortable and a little bit less formal. And you can go ahead and get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, listen, I've always cringed when I see, like, you know, like you watch like shows like TLC, or you watch, you know, or you just scrolling through social media, see people getting ready for their weddings and they're trying. I mean, it looks uncomfortable.
Yes.
The corset pulling and the beads, and I mean, it's uncomfortable. Listen, when that time comes for me, and when I take that grand march down that aisle, I want to be as comfortable as possible. I want to be able to run up to my Prince Charming and collapse in his arms.
Yes.
I don't need a corset. I don't want beads. I don't want stones getting in the way. I want to be comfortable.
And I get that if some people do that, but I got to have the transition outfit. Yeah. And that transition outfit is always going to be comfortable. I've been seeing all kind of non-traditional wedding dresses, black ones, red ones. It's very, very unique out here nowadays.
Don't you get married. Do not get married in no red gown. Now, you might have seen them, but I'm just, listen, I'm not going to go there. I'm not that broad to think getting married in a red wedding gown. I don't want you getting married in a red wedding gown. Now, I would love for you to put that red gown or something red on when you take your honeymoon and when you want to perform for your husband or your wife, whichever one you choose.
Yes.
You know, yeah, let's save the red for those more salacious moments.
I'm still scared to get red fingernail polish because my mother told me when I was young it was too grown. So
isn't
still
that funny?
To this day.
Had us all thinking that was like the hustle.
Red fingernail polish is kind of grown. Like, I don't really want to see like a 14-year-old in red nail polish. It's like, girl, how old are you? And it's not that it's not about it being too grown for that age. It's just, it's a mature look. A red nail and a red lip, it's definitely for your young adults, not teenagers.
Really? Claudia, how do you feel about the red accent?
I'm an Aries, and people say that we're supposed to like, that's supposed to be like our favorite color, but I'm really not really into red so much. I think it's good for sexiness, like lingerie and stuff like that, but I've never really been a big red girl. Like, it's just not that great on me. Remember years ago, Khalees wore that green wedding dress. Remember that?
She did. And
that was pretty.
Oh. Was it like a what shade? Was it more like a hunter? Was it a, like, what type of green was it?
Like a minty kind of green, like a little bit.
Oh, dark, I love that.
Dark mint green. It was actually unique and pretty, and it still was really soft.
And you know, like you said, you mentioned the lingerie, because obviously after a wedding, what do you naturally think of? A honeymoon, right? And so do y'all think that lingerie right now, especially you, Miss Lawrence, because I want to know your take on this. Do you think lingerie is played out?
No, I don't think so at all.
To get straight to it now. And what I mean by kids is people that's not in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah. Oh, definitely this, the Gen Z generation, they like to just get straight to it. But no, lingerie is still sexy. Lingerie has actually turned into outside fashion. You know, I've seen people, seriously, you know, I've seen people with a really sexy bustier, type of lace bustier put on underneath a really nice blazer paired with a jean or jean short, something like that, you know. I've seen people wear garter belts when they're being super with like, I don't know, again, some shorts and a sickening shoe or something like that.
Right.
Like, I think lingerie has definitely made its way into main fashion, where you could kind of, you could blend the two together. But in the bedroom, lingerie, I would think is still a thing, you know.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Don't you like to see, even when you talk about men, you know, don't you want to see them in a nice pair of briefs or whatever?
I cannot stand when a guy has the wrong drawers on, like it's not good for his body. Like I remember I dated this guy and his boxes were like they were loose and kind of flowy. Ooh. Like he had like a
No, that's not sexy.
And like the prison ones? Like the prison boxes?
Kind of. And I was like, what are we doing here, sir?
Yeah, and I think men should take just as much pride and put just as much effort into their undergarments as women do, right? Because men are sexy in underwear, especially if they're the right kind, especially if they fit your body right, if they fit, you know, your thighs right, all of that. It's sexy. It's a turn on. The same way they want to be turned on by women in their sexy lingerie. I think it works both ways. You know, you okay. don't get a pass because you're a man.
I'm with you on that one. So groomsmen and the groom out there, you make sure you get your sexy panties too, or your sexy boxes. And
do not don't come out of that groomsman tux and have on some horrible saggy and baggy boxer briefs. No, sir. They need to be nice. They need to be nice, tight, and white, and you can get that at Macy's.
Thank you so much, Miss Lawrence. You're always so fun. This is hilarious. I can't wait till next week when you give us some more tips. Where can they follow you?
You can follow me at Miss Lawrence. That's M-I-S-S, Miss Lawrence on all social media handles.
There we go. I'm excited. We got to name your segment.
Let's talk about it. We'll figure it out. We'll have it when I come back.
I love that. Okay, so next week, if y'all have some suggestions, y'all can hit us up as well. Hit Miss Lawrence up and let us know what Miss Lawrence segment should be called, because we love this. This is like become one of my favorite segments now.
Uh-oh. I'm excited. Y'all keep it clean, our amazing listeners and viewers.
Yes.
When offering suggestions for this name of the segment.
Thank you.
Well, there goes all my suggestions. Miss Lawrence, thank you so much. You always keep it popping.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Now, speaking of popping, L'Oreal's DMs stay popping. I mean, this girl gets a little bit of everything, and we're going to take a deep dive into her DMs. Maybe I'll expose some of mine, but I think hers are far more interesting. So, L'Oreal, what you got for us this week?
No, so I got two short ones, right? Because I'm always going to bring y'all two little ones. But then I heard Claudia got something good for us, too, and I'm trying to dive into that tea over there.
So mine isn't audio, though. It's a video.
It's a video. Okay, so we're going to make sure we describe it in detail.
Okay.
So we're going to do these really quickly, and then we're going to end with the video, because I feel like that's going to be ending with a bang. I just know that's going to be ending with a bang.
I found it.
You did? Okay. So this one guy said, can you be any more perfect? And what's a guy got to do to get your attention? I like this DM because you're actually asking me what I like. Opposed to a lot of people that just come in there and you just start going. Mm-hmm. You just start going. And he's not a bad looking guy. He's in shape. I'm taken. But if I wasn't.
Pass it to the homie.
Okay, if I wasn't. I mean, I don't think it's, you know.
Can I see what he looks like?
But I will say this. Let's talk about that really quickly. What is something that a man should do or would do to get into your DMs or get your attention, to find your attention? What's a good way to do that?
Don't do too much and don't do too little. Like, don't be too cool and don't, like, write a long novel, because then it's, like, creepy. Like, don't, you know, just, like, just do something that maybe you've been paying attention to your page and it was you like a certain restaurant or, I've been there too. Find something in common with you that y'all can talk about.
So you don't think that's creepy?
No, I don't think so, because obviously we're on social media. If you're interested in someone, you're going to be looking at their page and you notice that you like this whatever restaurant. Oh, I like to go there too. What do you like to get there? You know, but don't be all creepy and know all everything about you and tell you everything. That's when it gets too creepy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. Okay, so if I wasn't in a situation, right, I would respond to something like that, but I won't respond to him, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because he's a trainer.
Oh, personal trainers.
And you know how we feel about trainers.
Yeah.
The trainers I know, they're all cool. They're like my brothers. But I know that if they weren't like my brothers.
Some of them are like low-key prostitutes.
Yeah, these, my bros be outside.
A lot of them take advantage of like women that are like, they're lonely, whatever.
No, the sicker part is the women be taking advantage of them
That's
a
true.
Lot of times.
They're like, yeah, you need some Jordans.
Yo, he, like, my trainer, I love him, man. He's mad open, and he has his own podcast, and he talks about a lot of this. But these girls be on his head top. It's to the point where he be like, all right, I got to tell them. And it be making me laugh because, like, so I feel like he was my first therapist, right? Like, he's what made me know, like, okay, I could go talk to someone. Mm. But, like, that's the problem. These girls, they get to talking to him. Then they start throwing the poom-poom at him. And then next thing you know.
And it's hard not to be attracted to someone that's, like, you're in the gym, you're getting physical, your body's looking better and better.
Sweating.
Yeah, like, I can see how that would go. Well, I'm going to show you someone that's not in the gym.
What's
and that's
that?
The video.
Oh, Lord.
There you go.
Mercy.
There's the video. Go ahead and press play there.
Okay, now here's a video. Oh, my God, Claudia, who is this man?
I don't know, but he just sends me a video of himself in the car, just kind of vibing out to music and staring sexily into the camera.
But he's giving you a message right there. He's fine, too.
Look, y'all see this?
But
That's who I get, you guys.
Claudia, this is why you're not married yet, because your future is right here and you're laughing at
him. Look how big his breasts are.
You like breasts, don't
My
you?
My own.
I was talking about the chicken.
Chicken.
You like it. Yo, why did he think that he could shoot his shot?
He sends lots of pictures and videos like this. And he talks to me.
What's the oldest man you've ever dated? Like age gap.
4 years older, but 12 years younger.
See, so he's out of your age range.
Yeah.
But he got the sexy hat on.
No.
Never?
No. No.
Like, what if he treated you really, really amazing?
We'll never find out.
That's not nice.
I know.
Claudia.
Yes, ma'am.
You got to give him a little bit of a chance.
I don't have to give him anything.
Well, here's one more DM. I love you, sis. You're beautiful and came a long way. One day, I hope to work with you or at bare minimum be in the same room as you. Enjoy your day. What the hell you mean I came a long way?
That was a compliment and a diss all in one.
What the hell you mean I came a long way? I hate when people
say that. He said you weren't about nothing a little while ago.
I wasn't
you better
ish
now.
Just the other
That's
day.
What he's
now
saying.
I done came along.
That's an abusive man right there. He will abuse you.
I think
verbally.
So. That's a verbally abusive person right there. Because that's kind of like you're building me up to break me to death.
That's like you
down.
See me for you're thin, or you've lost weight.
Oh,
you saying I was, okay, got you.
You're
I see.
Pretty in person. I didn't know that you look like.
Yeah.
All those backhanded compliments.
Yeah, save that.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. We don't need those kind of DMs. The next DM, I want some more like Claudius.
Well, if I can give you the video, maybe we can block his eyes out so y'all can put it on the website.
We're just going to put the blurry thing over his face.
Okay.
I think that's cool, but we're going to make sure y'all are able to see this video on the Undressing Room podcast. You can find that on our Instagram page. Also, we're going to include it in the YouTube video.
Uh-oh.
This is our second episode that we filmed.
In person.
And y'all could go check it out. I'm excited for y'all to get to see what we really got to say.
I'm going
to
not look as tired next week. I haven't slept in like 4 days.
Yeah, but look, your bank account ain't tired. How
it
about
sure
that?
Sure the hell ain't.
That's all that
it
matters.
Sure the hell ain't.
So you're going to be able to go crazy in Macy's, get all the jewelry you want.
That's right.
And don't forget your friends.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
And if they want to slide in your DM.
At Claudia Jordan, please send videos. I love it so I can exploit you on the show. I cannot wait to show them.
Please send me. What happened to the songs? I really like the guy, Dunkus. Can we add the song, our favorite song? This was the best DM I've ever got. If you can't top this, don't DM me.
And I was wondering if I could take you out, show you a good time, show you.
And if you want to send me one, you can send me one to Starring L'Oreal, StarringL'Oreal, and we're going to put some clothes back on. You're going to put some clothes back on.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh, you want to leave them on now? You can walk out like... What if I took my bra from underneath my t-shirt and just like...
Can we not get canceled, please, L'Oreal?
Okay, all right,
Let's
put it back on. Let me put on my Gucci glasses from Macy's and... We're going to get out of here. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
I had fun.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Unjust and Run podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.